Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of Kill and Tell by Linda Howard, performed by Natalie Ross. Chapter 1. February 13th, Washington, D.C. Dexter Whitlaw carefully sealed the box, securing every seam with a roll of masking tape he had stolen from Walmart the day before. While he was at it, he had also stolen a black marker, and he used it now to print an address neatly on the box. Leaving the marker and the roll of tape on the ground, he tucked the box under his arm and walked to the nearest post office. It was only a block, and the weather wasn't all that cold for D.C. in February, mid-40s maybe. If he were a congressman, he thought sourly, he wouldn't have to pay any freaking postage. Thin winter sunshine washed the sidewalks. Earnest-looking government workers hurried by, black or gray overcoats flapping, certain of their importance. If anyone asked their occupation, they never said, "I'm an accountant," or "I'm an office manager," though they might be exactly that. No, in this town, where status was everything, people said, "I work for state," or "I work for treasury," or if they were really full of themselves, they used initials, as in DOD. And everyone was expected to know that meant Department of Defense. Personally, Dexter thought they should all have IDs stating they worked for the DOB, the Department of Bullshit. Ah, the nation's capital. Power was in the air here, perfuming it like the bouquet of some rare wine, and all these fools were giddy with it. Dexter studied them with a cold.